Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Betty. Welcome in here tonight with us. We got a good show lined up for you tonight. We're going to get into the Bible. We're going to discuss certain possibilities. How probable in a day, fast-moving, fast-paced world that we live in, nothing would be strange today. Everything that is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had many deaths here in the state of Tennessee as a result of tornadoes touching down in several of the counties surrounding us here, and about 14 or 15 people still missing, and about that many deaths been reported here in the surrounding counties right around where we're at here. And we're in a time of trouble. So these things that are happening, unusual things, and this is quite unusual to have tornadoes. Of course, they blame it on El Nino, and anybody that knows could blame it on the programs of the chemtrails that is mixing in the upper atmosphere, creating certain conditions and spawning all of these reactions, drought, abundant, overabundance of rain in some particular places. And these experiments are going on as we speak. They're out of control. And so then, we need to be very concerned, because as we title the message tonight, Standing on the Edge of Eternity. Standing on the edge of eternity. Are we at the crossroads? Have we gone to the point of no return? Are we in a predicament where we have damaged not only the environment, but the gravitational field through atomic testing explosions? Have we weakened and sickened our planet till she is coughing up the filth that we have spewed out of our own bodies, minds, and souls, where these are registered in the heavens to what we call the watchers? Now, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures to indicate that there is someone, or there are someone higher than we are, that is purely, surely, sincerely concerned about the condition of the earth, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6, where that the mighty ones, the Bible calls them Elohim. These are what we describe as angelic beings. They are a little higher than man. Yes, they exist. Yes, they're real. And yes, they have a planet that they live on and they congregate on. And yes, they are similar to us. We are in their image. And yes, they are concerned about the conditions of man. And here is the standing on the edge of eternity question. Are these mighty ones themselves split or divided in their opinion as to where, how, and when all of this is going to come to a screeching halt? In other words, the end of the age. The end of time, as we reckon time in the sequence of the illusion that we have evidently been placed in, dumbed down, blinded purposefully. Now, why, I don't know. These are the perplexing questions that pierce my soul every day. And I'm sure that you, if you are a seeker or a watcher yourself of the conditions of the earth, remember, he said these conditions will prevail in the last days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every condition that he set forth as an example to watch for, to listen for, and to look for, has been almost totally fulfilled. Now, we've got our scientists that in 1982 told us in a press release that there was evidence of a large body outside of our planetary system here in our solar system, that there was a body that was affecting the gravitational pull of Uranus and Pluto, disturbing their gravitational fields and causing them to wobble. Therefore, there was, in effect, a planet system or some large body, a star or something, that was nearby causing all these disturbances. Well, believe it or not, they sent up a watcher, man-made, of course. And, you know, we're gaining experience here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not no fledgling society anymore. We're spacewalkers, space travelers. Yes, we are primitive, but you can bet your bottom dollar and we're out there, and we're looking around. And there just could be, if you will now, if you can accept this, when the Bible says that in the last days much knowledge shall increase, it just might be, perhaps, that our government has been made privy to trading for information for the split hierarchy. One has an agenda to control the earth, the other has an agenda to save it. Now, the controllers are going to come first. Satan and his angels are going to appear in the last days. Miraculously, we are going to be told that there are intelligent beings, and if you will, could you receive this, that possibly these are our own progenitors, that we are genetically attached to these beings that are mightier or in control or watching the situation very closely. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that can't be possible. Well, after studying the Bible for over 45 years, and at least 35 of that very seriously, I'm talking about painstakingly, line upon line and precept upon precept, hunting, reading, studying, praying, fasting, trying to search. The Bible said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst, or search, meaning the same, they shall be filled. So the more you know, the more that you know that you don't know about all of the questions that will form or formulate in your mind that has no answers. Sometimes we just have to walk by faith, meaning that we have to believe and take on the word and rightly divide it and draw our conclusions from a faith basis. Because the Bible said that we operate in this realm of illusionaries as in the realm of faith, which is the evidence of things not seen. We are somehow not trusted in some instances, in most instances, I would correct myself to say, there is exceptions. Some seers and some visionaries are privy to some of the things that are coming. Paul said that he went into the third heaven and heard things that wasn't lawful for him to speak or to utter. Now, where did he get these? Let's go to the book of Daniel. Again, verse 17. This is concerning Nebuchadnezzar. This matter concerning Nebuchadnezzar is by the decree of the watchers. Now, who was watching Nebuchadnezzar? The first ruler, or the head of gold of Babylon. Who was these that were formulating and setting up this Babylonian kingdom to rule specifically for a certain duration of time until the last days when the times of these Gentile kingdoms, in other words, in opposition rule to God's kingdom plans, ladies and gentlemen, that's where he reaps the benefits of the sons of men or the souls of men as they are put here as strangers and pilgrims, put in this harsh environment. No wonder you cried like a baby when you were a baby and coming through the birth canal. No wonder you screamed bloody murder when you came through the canal. And you realize that you were in an environment like a fish out of the water. Now, you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel like you're a stranger and a pilgrim? Do you feel like that you are not really, really part of this Babylonian kingdom? That you are not fitting in the round hole? That's the way I feel. I feel like that I'm from somewhere else. Now, where? I don't know. I do know that through some visions and some out-of-the-body experiences that I've had myself, that I have been caught up to realms and levels that is not lawful for me to expound to the fullest extent, as was Paul and as other visionaries have expressed, for the purpose of making it a faith journey. In other words, we cannot walk by sight. We walk by faith. But a little sight is given to specific chosen ones called the prophets or the visionaries or the watchers. Now, the same spirit that is in the heart of the watchers in Daniel 4:17, this is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, plural, assigned specifically to give Nebuchadnezzar the Babylonian kingdom, make him very great, and then give him a spirit of insanity and drive him for 7 years, which is a type of the seven times the seven passing over him, which would be a period of 2,520 years of the rule of this kingdom, beast power, that would be in opposition to the divine coming, conquering kingdom of heaven. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Now, listen to that. Now, we've got brothers and sisters that take exception for Almighty God setting up the Babylonian kingdom. And they take issue with everything that God does in this Babylonian kingdom. They don't like it. Well, that's what it's for. The Father has to rub your spiritual nose in so much of this filth until, as it was in the symbology of Lot, where these evil, corrupt spirits daily vexed Job, or Lot's righteous soul from day to day, until Abraham could not find even five righteous souls to save it. And so it is. That's a type of the kingdom as it is coming now. Now, the last kingdom to set up was the Roman Babylonian kingdom, which shall renew itself in the last days into one beast, speaking great and terrible things, having rule over all the people of the earth in a very, very hard, disciplined way to make you bow, as they tried to make Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the prophet Daniel. By the decree of the watchers, this is going to become the whole earth following after the beast, and the new world order system that will be designed for the total control of your heart, your mind, your soul, and even your spirit. Oh yes, they're not going to be content in just organizing and telling you where to go, when to come, and what to buy and what to sell. They are even after your very soul and spirit to destroy. Now let me give you something in verse 17 here that a lot of people, a lot of our people, do not get this message, but get this message very well. And look what Almighty God Himself has done. When you are discouraged, when you are perplexed, when you are stressed, when you get tired, and when you get aggravated of the system that is in opposition to you, don't grab a gun. The answer is not in the end of a barrel. Hot lead will never melt this kingdom that was designed and orchestrated by Almighty God Himself. Now, look at the sayings of the watchers. This decree of the Babylonian kingdom is by the man of the word of the holy ones, the watchers, to the intent that the living, that's you, the living, to the intent. It has an intent in it that is hidden from the world because they can't see. But you see, and that's the intent of having Babylon and you seeing what they're doing, and you're the only one concerned. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear, and this is intended for the very purpose of maturing you, rubbing your nose in it good enough, before that you will be so filled with indignation that you will moan and groan in your spirit for the eventual coming conquering king of all kings. Notice this. That the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Now listen to that. If you're wondering about the New World Order, it is Almighty God that sets it up and lets it reign for a duration of time, and then it'll end. Nothing you can do and nothing you can say didn't change any of that. Accept it, learn from it, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, prepare for the times coming. It would be nice if we could all gather together, but if large crowds attract your enemy, you're easier to find. One by one, we will be as were the apostolic fathers and those that opposed the Babylonian kingdom. They were hunted down, the Bible said, by common criminals. They wandered destitute, hiding in the caves and the dens of the earth. of whom the world was not worthy. Now, why would God Almighty do such a thing to his people that they would have to endure so much of this torment and so much of this persecution? What benefit is it for the Spirit of Almighty God to give the power to these who ruleth in the kingdom of man to persecute his people? Ah, therein lieth the whole mystery of how, why, when, and where we get our baptism of fire to check the quality of your spirit and the character of your spirit and the intent of your spirit, which the Word of God, written and declared, is the very discerner, and the suffering of flesh and blood from the spirit, as it is a discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. And this comes through persecution and through tribulation. Yes, everyone that lives godly in the Messiah, Yahweh shall suffer persecution. You're no exception. You can't get out of it. If you deny him, he can't deny himself. You ain't going to fit in. They ain't going to receive you. It's the fact they got antennae that's sticking up in their spirits that knows another spirit is not their spirit. Kind after kind. And they can recognize you real fast. Oh, you can compromise with them. But sooner or later, they'll pick you out and identify you and separate you, and they'll begin to persecute you. And you have been better off because you're going to get a double dose. Not only will they persecute you and turn on you, but Almighty Yahweh will persecute you also. But I want you to notice at the bottom of the verse in 17 is written and recorded one of the most amazing statements that Almighty God can make to his children. If you have wisdom, if you learn to survive in Babylon, as did the wisdom of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh yes, these are types and metaphors that you may learn, and you may have understanding of the reason that Almighty God has designed such a system to cry his sheep. Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't make it a flowerbed of ease. And your persecutors are they of the world who love the world, and notice what it says. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Not the kingdom of God, the kingdom of men. The Most High is setting up all of these that oppose God. These are the opposers. And you think, well, you know, they've got the power. It's unfair. They've got the bigger army. It's unfair. Ladies and gentlemen, Almighty God could put both his eyes out and both his ears and tie both ends behind him and still destroy all of this earth with the breath of his mouth. I just speak in the word. Every wall, every nation, every person would fall immediately with no life in them if he spoke. And his voice was to be heard throughout this earth. But notice this. This is amazing. This is why that I have learned to be content in whatever state that I am in, to accept the facts and the realities of God's will. For he said, thy will be done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what it is at the bottom of the verse when I come back. Listen to Pastor Betty standing on the edge of eternity tonight. Well, welcome back in here. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Betty, and I'm talking about the acceptance of things you can't change, but learn how to adapt and learn how to survive and learn how to maintain your faith. Did you know that one of the most perplexing questions to anyone's spirit that is very serious about what's going on and the state of the Union here in America and abroad, for that matter, and the whole earth, for the whole earth is corrupt. Christ made a statement into a question. Here's what he said. Will I? He first gave the conditions in the end time. He set all of them in order. Wars. We're fixing to have another one, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not. That's the agenda of the watchers. They've done pronounced it, and it's got to come. Rumors of wars. Well, we've gone through that for quite a while here. But the end is not yet, the Bible said. For with this agenda to eliminate an enemy, I'm not talking about Almighty God and the righteous, the pilgrims, eliminating the enemy. We are systematically being eliminated. That's Satan and his angels and his cohorts. And you know who I'm talking about here tonight. The seed of the serpent, the offspring of Lucifer, the bright and the morning star, who appears to be the righteous one, the shining one, and yet he is the epitome of all evil, condensed into one physical body. Yes, he's real. Yes, he is a created being. And yes, he's coming back to this planet for a temporary rule. But a rod of iron. Oh, my, scares me to even think about the agenda he's got mapped out for those who love God and fear him and keep his commandments. Well, it's going to get much worse. Don't worry about it. It's not going to get any better. The Bible said that evil men will wax worse and worse. Now, listen to me in the book of Daniel. Let me close out the 17th verse. This is the matter which is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and gives it. Here is the startling, most startling. We blame the devil when we ought to realize it is not the devil or the devil's will to have all this going on. You say, well, I'm surprised about that. It's the will of Almighty God, and the devil must do that which is appointed him by Almighty God. He has no more power to do what he's doing than what God and the Elohim, the Mighty Ones, have delegated him to do. And you can believe one thing. Since he knows that he has but a short time, he will do his job well. You may not pass the test on God's side. You may come short and probably will. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Satan and his angels will be about the prescribed documentation of that written down for that which they shall do, they will do, and they will do it with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that is to destroy the people of God. That's their agenda. He gives it to whomsoever he will. Now listen to this. Now, this ain't the devil giving the kingdom to somebody. This is Almighty God, the Most High, the watchers, that decreed the matter. And the Holy Ones, with the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basest of men. What's that word mean? Base. Base. That means low. The lowest part of the building is the base. You can't get no lower than Satan, and you can't get no lower than his angels, and you can't have an agenda mapped out and enacted and brought forth any better than Satan and his boys can do. They're doing their job well. The failure Now, the Bible says the end won't come unless there comes a falling away. Well, there's a falling away. What for? The lack of knowledge. Well, it's frustrating. Dr. Gill and I were having this conversation today, that it's frustrating, and I know you men of instructors, you watchers out there, you mighty ones, you Elohim, you living, not the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. God will take care of the dead. Don't worry about them. But to the living, look unto your Father from whence you are hewn. Take up your torture state. It is a torture to live in this miserable, filthy, ungodly, polluted, heathenistic world that has come to this. It's come down the last day that the strangers are filling our land, the heathen and the unclean, the wrath of Almighty God, crying out against it. It's just like when Pharaoh had enough of God's conditions that he submitted and said, get out of here. Take these Hebrews and get the hell out of Dodge. And Moses and Aaron would pack up their bags to leave and notify the Hebrews to get ready to leave Egypt. And then God would turn right around and harden Pharaoh's heart, and he would change his mind before the Israelites could get out of Dodge. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God was in control of that situation, and you know what he done to Pharaoh and his army? That's a metaphor. That's a type of what he's going to do to Satan and his angels. Did you know those watchers? I'm telling you, this is amazing. How much information the Bible gives and how little that we can relate it to reality. Do you know that those watchers, those angels that could not be seen in broad open daylight, loosed the mud nets of the chariots of Pharaoh while he was in the valley of the two wells of water that was being blown back by the spirit of the breath of the Elohim? However that came about, scientifically, man has reasoned, you know, that there was an earthquake, and it ripped the gorge up through there, and the water receded back both ways with the plates shifting up in a height, and yet there's found evidence that there was an area where that there used to be a road and that the Red Sea is covered. And that possibly it wasn't a real deep as we understand an ocean. It wasn't hundreds and hundreds of feet, perhaps thousands of feet deep at that time. But anyway, it happened that the watchers loosed the mud nuts. That's what thrills me. But if God's for you, who can be against you? You can believe one thing, that they've got an agenda here, and they're going to carry it out to the uttermost. You may fear, you may turn back, you may give up, you may join over to the enemy through your fear. The Bible said in that day, in Daniel chapter 12, that brother would betray brother. Man, we're in that day.
We fear the government. Well, I don't want to get in trouble in the government. I don't want to get in trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble whether we compromise with them or whether we don't. It don't mean a thing for you to compromise. You're not going to have the agenda any more or any less than whatever is reported to be. And all things that are designed and predestinated will come to pass whether you're for it or against it.
So I pray that God will stop the war.
If you do, you're praying against the will of God, because God pronounced they would be wars. Sad part about it is the victims are usually the righteous, his people. They were killed all the day long. That's what the Bible said. They were counted as fodder for the enemy. He's thrashed us for the last 2,500 years. We have been in bondage to this illegal, illicit, government that was set up, and God set up over this kingdom the lowest type of human beings upon the earth. Notice I didn't say righteous ones. And I hate to say that because that puts our leaders in a bad light. I'm going to repeat that. If you can look in their eyes, ladies and gentlemen, I dare you to look in the eyes of your leaders today, those who profess to be leaders, those who profess to be lawmakers, those who profess to be judges. I dare you to ask God to open your eyes to see the spirits that are within them, and you'll see the very bottom of verse 17, you'll see the basis of all men. You know why? Because they love money. And where the love of money is, the root of all evil is. And where the root of all evil is, you'll find, hanging on the roots, Satan's children, who are the masterminds of the deception and carrying out the plan of Genesis 3:15 to make war with the seed of the woman. All right, I'm going to Jeremiah chapter 4 now, verse 16. Again, the emphasis is on those who stand on the edge or the threshold of eternity, almost to the point now today where they're going to intervene. The first intervention will be the bad guys who the world and the Christians will accept as Christ. All right, they'll rapture them out. They'll build the temple. God's chosen people are there. He's going to build the temple. Glory to God. But who's going to sit in it? I wish you could open up your eyes and your ears and you could see and hear. Most of my listeners are good Bible students and most of them know, but if you don't understand that Satan is going to sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's the God of this world and the God of forces and the God of many, and the love of many is the root of all evil. And so then all the silver and gold will be gathered up for this momentous occasion where Satan will arrive from a distant planet, intelligent beings, starseed, the mighty ones, the progenitors of a certain race of people, and they'll prove it. Man will say, man, there ain't no God. These are just people like we are. And then the field, the level of your understanding, and then being of the mystery, and the pit will be dug for the remainder of them who worship Satan, thinking that they're worshiping Christ. Oh, man, how this plot thickens and how we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. You better pray. You better get you some eyesight, and you better unstop, and you better get ready for the greatest explosion the cook yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. With the magnitude of deceit that's coming very soon to planet Earth. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, forsaking the earth. That's but a short. He's coming.
You say, well, Satan is a spirit, and you know, that'd be impossible for Satan to come. I'm looking for Jesus. This is going to come deliver me.
They'll preach anything for a dollar. They'll compromise. They'll do anything. And they've gone the way of Balaam, who sold out for filthy lucre. And the Bible says in the last days that these false prophets would do the same. Jeremiah 4:16. Let me read it to you. I'm running out of time. My heavens, I could preach for a week on this subject. Dr. Gary will be sitting in here tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call. He'll be in this seat tomorrow night to take you to another dimension of thought. Praise Yahweh. Give us old warrior a rest. And he'll be perhaps sitting here for the next two or three nights, praise Yahweh, make mention to the nations. Behold, publish against Jerusalem that the watchers come from a far country. The watchers. Here's your catch 22. Some good and some bad. Who's going to show up at the door first? Who's going to knock on the door of the world and announce, we're not alone. We have finally found life out there. Your men, your PhDs, your rocket scientists, your great minds on the earth know that we're not alone. They know that now. And if it is known, they're probably in fellowship with that wicked bunch right now, ready, formulating a false rapture, an incoming of Christ, the mighty ones, or the announcement, all religion is going to fall to the ground, ladies and gentlemen, you can beware. All religion that you've held sacred, that God is a little misty spirit, floating around out there somewhere, in the pie in the sky, Christian thing will fall to the ground. Along with all other major, foolish, ungodly, Babylonia's type religions. Every one of them will fall. Because the watchers are coming from the far country. Standing on the edge of eternity is where we're at right at this moment. We're probably, perhaps, in the most perilous time, and we don't even know it. Get ready for the coming. And now your evangelist is going to say, Jesus. But you better get ready for Satan. He's coming to this planet first. Him and his angels will come in, and they will deceive the very elect, if possible. The living ones, the mighty ones, will be tried. Yes, will some of us go to jail. Get ready. You think they're building all these stockades and all these places for sightseeing tours of the future grandchildren that you're going to have? You got another thing coming. These will be the belligerent ones. These will be those who do exploits against the coming of Satan. Even whose coming is after this fact. With all power. Now, how do you like that? That's in Thessalonians 2nd chapter. With all power and with all deceivableness would deceive the very elect, if possible. Only then you'll hear one of the mighty ones whisper into your ear, stand fast, don't fear, we're here. That's Satan and that's the bad boys. That's the big boys. Yep. We know you're afraid. But we're going to give you a good dose of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to put strength in your knees. They're going to quit knocking, and you're going to have no fear of these snakes, for you shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. You better get ready for those who are worthy to wear the crown. It won't be the first bus in town that leaves out of town. Don't get on that one. You say, well, the Christians will be on it. Well, praise God. Praise God that all these compromising, sweet Jesus Christians can get the hell out of Dodge. Only to be deceived and perish. Because it's the wicked's going to be raptured off this planet, and the righteous will inherit it. Then there'll be a kingdom, and that day, mentioned in Isaiah 66, verse 23, 24, and 25. You need to read that, ladies and gentlemen. I've taught on it several times in my Sabbath message. This will be the kingdom that Christ said to his disciples in Acts chapter 1, when they asked him a question, where will your coming be and what will be the sign of your coming? Oh, my, you need to go read that one. That's a good one. Praise Yahweh. You'll find out, and you will know if you are one of the wise ones. You're going to catch on to this. This preaching and this teaching is going to fill the whole earth. Yahweh is going to raise up men and women across the earth that will be willing to hazard their life and preach the truth, and it'll fly in the face of opposition. Oh, yes, we'll be persecuted, hated, imprisoned, some killed. You know, they're going to set examples with those sooner or later down the road. They're coming for you, ladies and gentlemen. I can't promise you any pie-in-the-sky deliverance. If you'll be faithful, he'll give you a crown of life. If you get fear and torment and go over to the other side, it'd been better for you not to know this way than to know it and not stand where you stand when the world is in its strongest opposition to the kingdom of God, as they literally fight against the coming of God, when Satan and his angels will gather all of the kings and the armies on the earth, according to the book of Revelation, that they will literally fight against the coming of Almighty God and his angels to no avail. For Christ will send his angels. Oh my, praise Yahweh. And he'll sever out all of the wicked. And they'll be turned into hell with all of those people that forget Yahweh and are deceived by the cunning, craft, and deceit of Satan, who lies in wait to deceive. He's a snake. He'll promise you pie in the sky. He'll give you the sweet Jesus serenades. Boy, they wouldn't want me to preach on Benny Hinn's puffing and puffing and blowing the Holy Ghost on people, would they? This message wouldn't go across too good with them. This ain't an ear-tickling message for the likes of TBN. They're going to get TB all right. Tuberculosis of the Nations, that's what that means. An incurable disease placed upon them and their minds, who love Satan and who love the power and the prestige and the honor of this false God Antichrist system. And leading the pack is Satan and his children. Need I say more? That Cain and his offspring are doing the will of their father and their progenitors, as they are from the serpent and the offspring of the disobedient mighty ones in the very beginning. Yes, they're real. Yes, they're coming. Get ready. That's all I can say. Well, I got to get out of here. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you. Call me tonight here at 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. For those of you who haven't received my mailings this month, I apologize. I'm at least 3 weeks or longer behind. I'll catch up as soon as I can. Yahweh bless you. Thank you for your support. And let me remind you, for those that are calling Dr. Gary tonight, and I hope you will, tell him Pastor Buddy sent you, 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. Or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. All these funds will be used for the furtherance of the truth, like you go tonight. Yahweh bless you. And all you watchers out there, get the powder dry. Keep your head lifted up and know that the sweet power of the Holy Ghost will deliver you in the time to come. If not in this world, the world to come, you will receive everlasting life. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.